in the middle of nowhere. Written and read by Terry Underwood. Foreword by Daryl Summers.
There can never be enough written about the pioneers of Outback Australia. There's a fascination with people who shun modern comforts for a life of hardship in the harshest environment this country can offer. The story of John and Terry Underwood is as gutsy as it gets. How John Underwood is still alive is simply amazing. It is a testament to the strength of the human spirit and the bond between he and Terry, their children, and the land they love so passionately. I've known the Underwoods for near on 10 years now, and having enjoyed river and hospitality on several occasions, many a night I've sat under the stars with John and Terry, totally enthralled by their real-life saga, I can even offer my own river and experience. Once, when my departing light aircraft broke down and the young pilot had all but given up, it was left to a fiercely determined John Underwood to get us airborne. Risking life and limb in the blazing hot sun, he gripped the blade of the propeller and spun it for all he was worth, eventually starting the Cessna 410. I guess that's the way of the bush. On Hay Hates the Northern Territory in 1992, there was a huge reaction from viewers to a profile piece on Riverin, especially when Terry casually mentioned that they didn't have a phone for the first 13 years. Hard for someone in the big smoke to imagine. "Gee, Terry, you must write a book one day," I urged. Mind you, many had made that suggestion before me. I've always been in awe of Terry's enormous energy, near photographic memory, and a capacity for life rarely matched. What ideal traits for an author. I feel privileged and honoured to be part of this project, and shall always cherish my friendship with this great Australian family. As you read their intriguing story, you'll think, how can they do it? Why would they do it? It takes a special breed to accept the challenge. Thank God Australia still produces such sturdy stock.